Welcome to this Yoga Nidra session in which we will be practicing All is Welcome. We'll practice Yoga Nidra lying on our backs in Shavasana. Take some time now to prepare your space, adjusting the heat to a comfortable temperature, perhaps dimming the light, and gathering any props such as blankets, pillows, and bolsters with which to support your body's comfort and ease. As you settle into Savasana, bring your awareness to your body lying still on the floor. Feel the weight of your body. Then feel the ground underneath you and extend your awareness to include a sense of the depth and breadth of the earth as it holds you, along with all that rests and roots on the earth across the span of the planet. Now invite into your awareness some aspect of your experience of yourself, a characteristic or a feeling or other quality that you have excluded from your welcome to your practice today. Perhaps you have excluded this because of the belief that it is opposed to your practice in some way, or that it is otherwise not what is supposed to be part of your experience of Yoga Nidra. Some examples of experiences that you might exclude could be restlessness or distraction or judgment, or sadness, or impatience. Take your time to notice what might be outside of your current embrace. Now, make an inner gesture to welcome these two as belonging inside rather than outside the embrace of your practice. You might say, "Welcome," naming the quality or feeling, and feel a sense of embracing. Take a moment now to invite awareness of any other quality, feeling, or dimension of your experience that may be excluded, and welcome it also in. Now, notice any spaces between your body and the earth, perhaps at your ankles, your wrists, the small of your back, your neck. Now invite your body to soften and sink more fully into the earth, surrendering all tension as you relax into its support and embrace. As you do, notice the gaps between your body and the earth becoming smaller. Now bring your awareness to your face and release any tension you notice there. Then drift your attention to your hands. Make a fist briefly in each hand and release it with the intention of releasing any leftover tension through your fingertips. Now, bring your attention to your toes. Curl them in briefly once, then relax them. And feel the tension flow out from the tips. Now, feel yourself fully relaxed, lying on the floor. Once you are completely comfortable in Shavasana, take a couple of breaths to connect with your body. And now silently bring to your awareness the question, what is my sankalpa for today's practice? My deep intention for my practice today. Then, inviting the mind to soften away from the question rather than striving to answer it, release the question itself into your body and listen for the answer to arise. It may arise as language or in an image or some other form. Take your time with this. Once the quality itself has appeared, feel free to shape it through language into a simple statement of affirmation. For example, I am made for joy, or I am willing to receive. Then repeat your sankalpa, your intention, silently within, 3 times. Then invite it to remain alive within as you release it from any hold by your conscious awareness. Repeat your sankalpa 3 times now. We will now begin the practice of moving your awareness around your body as you simply allow the flow of your attention to follow my words and voice. Begin by bringing your awareness to the top of your head, to the spot on your skull that is called the fontanelle, the little fountain, that opening in the plates of bone in your skull that were still open at your birth. Visualize that spot as the place where the light of your awareness enters your body now and travels through it. Now bring the light of your awareness to your forehead, noting your right temple, then your left temple. Now the right ear, then the left ear. Now your right eyebrow, left eyebrow. The space between your eyebrows. Now your left eyelid, right eyelid. Left eye socket, right eye socket. Now shift your awareness to the tip of your nose, then to your right nostril, then the left nostril. Now bring your awareness to your lips. First your upper lip, then your lower lip, the space between your lips. Bring your awareness to your tongue, the back of your tongue, then the front. Now notice your lower jaw and the lower row of teeth, then the upper jaw and the upper row of teeth. Bring awareness to your gums, upper, then lower. Let your awareness extend out to your right cheek, then your left cheek, now the back of your head where it meets your mat. Now travel to your neck, bringing awareness to the length of your throat, inside, then outside, then to the back of your neck, right shoulder, left shoulder, right armpit, left armpit, right upper arm, first the front, then the back, then the left upper arm, front, back, right elbow, left elbow, right forearm, front and back, left forearm, front, back. Let your awareness touch on and circle your right wrist, then left wrist, back of the right hand, then the right palm, then the thumb, second finger, middle finger, fourth finger, pinky finger, then the left hand, back of the left hand, then the palm, then the thumb, second finger, middle finger, fourth finger, little finger. Returning to the torso, bring awareness to your sternum, then floating ribs to each side, the ribs that move when you breathe, right, then left, then the fixed ribs below, right, then left, solar plexus below your sternum, the left side of the waist, then the right waist. Bring attention to your left hip, then right hip, lower belly, lower pelvis, right thigh, front, then back, left thigh, front, then back, right knee, and the pit behind the knee, left knee, and the pit of the knee behind, right calf, front, then back, left calf, front, then back, left ankle, left heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right ankle, right heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe. Now we will travel up the back of the body, bringing awareness to both sides at once. Bring attention to both feet, top and bottom, heels, ankles, backs of the calves, backs of the knees, backs of the thighs, buttocks, lower back, mid back, upper back, shoulder blades. Now travel again to the hands, both thumbs, second fingers, third fingers, fourth fingers, little fingers, palms of the hands, backs of the hands, both wrists, backs of the forearms, elbows, backs of the upper arms, shoulder blades, back of the neck, back of the head, roof of the mouth. Now become aware of the entire length of the spine, tailbone to skull, then the whole head, now the whole front body, now the whole back body. Now expand your awareness to include the whole body at once. Now, without making any changes to your breathing, focus your awareness on your breath as it is moving through the body on its own in this moment. Follow the movement with your awareness as it expands and contracts the breathing body. Follow the gentle tide of your breath. Now, notice any areas of constriction in your breathing body, chest, diaphragm, belly, and invite, without forcing, those areas of constriction to relax. As your breath begins to naturally deepen and expand in the process, visualize a golden ball of energy at your spine, just behind your heart. With your inhale, the ball rolls down your spine to your tailbone. As you exhale, the ball rolls back up the spine to the spot just behind your heart. You might imagine it as the two-direction movement of a magnetic gyro wheel toy, the ball moving down by the breath rising up, then each reversing direction in a two-way flow of radiant prana. Now, imagine that your whole body is becoming lighter and longer and larger, extending outward and upward like a balloon filling. As you become light enough to float, begin to float just slightly off the ground up toward the ceiling. As you become accustomed to the lightness of your body, allow it to rise higher and higher away from the floor, and then rest in this sensation of weightlessness resting, floating, resting, floating. Then gently float back down onto the floor and return to your normal density and size. Now imagine your whole body becoming heavy. Feel that heaviness in all parts of your body, in your head, in your torso, your arms and hands, your legs and feet. Feel each part of you becoming heavier and heavier, your whole body becoming heavy and more dense, so heavy that you have the sensation of sinking slightly into the floor, as though it will leave an impression there. Rest now in this heaviness for a moment. And then return to your normal density and weight. Now bring your attention either to an unpleasant emotion that is present in your body already, such as restlessness, anger, impatience, fear, agitation, or another, or one with which you are very familiar, though it may not be present now. If helpful, recall a memory that activates this emotion or feeling. It may well be one of the experiences that you became aware of as excluded or unwelcome to your practice in the opening Welcoming All meditation. Now welcome your chosen emotion into your body, noticing anything in your body which resists its presence, and intend and or breathe a bit of spaciousness or ease in these places of resistance. If the resistance remains intact, let it be so, and simply acknowledge, then welcome the feeling of tension or resistance itself to the emotion into the embrace of your awareness. You may, in fact, decide at this point to work simply with this feeling of resistance itself as the feeling today, setting aside for now the emotion you chose earlier. Or you may continue to work with the chosen one in the foreground and continue to simply observe the resistance that you became aware of also. Now invite the emotion or inner sensation to unfold fully as an experience of the body, as sensation. What are you experiencing in the body, and where is it centered? Is it in a specific location, or does it travel? Are there other sensations to be aware of now also? If you notice the sensation becoming more intense, imagine your emotion as a tight bud that is now unfurling into a flower, relaxing open into full bloom, so that while it is not actually bigger, it seems so in this moment, as it becomes less dense and more fully expressive and visible. As it unfurls, and as you allow it to, you may find other memories or images connected with the sensations of the emotion arise also. If at any time you begin to feel overwhelmed by the emotion or sensations, extend your attention outward from your body a little, remaining connected to your experience, but extending the distance from which you are witnessing it slightly, so as not to feel overwhelmed. Now invite into your awareness an emotion that is the opposite of this one. If the emotion is anger, for instance, and the sensation, tension, perhaps affection and ease are the opposite. Whatever represents an opposite to you. If you are working simply and directly with an experience of tension or agitation in your body, you might scan for parts of your body that feel relaxed or neutral. For some people, the tops of the thighs are naturally this place of ease. Or you may experiment with what happens in your body when you invite your face into a gentle, inward-focused smile. Now begin to toggle gently, like a ball being tossed gently back and forth, between the opposites, inviting one to the foreground and then the other. Notice anything there is to notice about this experience, without directing or analyzing, just following the experience with your awareness. Now make a gesture within of creating spaciousness for both of these poles of experience, each of the opposites of emotion and sensation, to be present at the same time and witness the experience, experiencing yourself now as the field of awareness itself, open to and welcoming all that arises and subsides. Now, invite to arrive to your mind a place or an experience which you remember or can imagine, in which you feel complete and utter ease, bliss, joy, calm. Maybe it's in the mountains, or at the beach, or in a secret garden, a treehouse, a cave, a river canyon, a meadow, a desert, or some other remembered or imagined place. This is your space and experience, so even the sky is not the limit to what you may imagine. Once you have identified your location, begin to fill in your special spot of peace and calm and joy with everything that makes it perfect for you. Imagine it through your senses, allowing all the smells, tastes, sounds, sights, textures, and other qualities and sensations of heat, cold, stillness, or movement of the air to present themselves and to fully furnish your special place with all that completes and perfects it. Imagine the plants, animals, spirit helpers, other beings and objects that you want to have present, and erase from it anything that in any way interferes with your peace, joy, and calm. There may be music, or silence, or the sounds of birds or water. The air or water may be still, or it may be in motion. Imagine how far your place of peace and joy extends, and what energetically surrounds to protect and preserve it. Once your spot is completely imagined, sit or lie down somewhere perfectly peaceful and comfortable within it, and take a moment to just be here. Now visualize a ray of white light, the pure light of love, beginning to pour down towards you from the heavens. As it does, you bring to mind the words of your sankalpa, your intention, and visualize them being inscribed on a golden disc about the size of a quarter that rests on the opening at the top of your skull, where your energetic soft spot of opening remained after the bones of the skull themselves closed as a baby. As the ray of pure love light touches this disc over this opening, the light pauses to receive your permission for it to enter. You grant that permission, and the light enters, dissolving the disc and drawing down your sankalpa into the body, fully merging with your entire being, fulfilling your intention with the light of love. You repeat your sankalpa 3 times, deepening your receiving. Your yoga nidra practice is now complete. Gently guide your awareness back to your physical body. Focus your awareness now on your breath. Steadily breathing you. With eyes still closed, bring your attention to your 5 senses and reconnect with your surroundings through them, becoming aware of the light through your eyelids, of the sounds of the room and of your own body, becoming aware of the sensation of air and fabric on your skin, of the taste in your mouth, and of the smells in the room. Feel your body lying on and connected with your mat, which is connected with the floor, which is anchored to and connected with the entire earth. Now invite your breath to deepen. And when you feel ready, stretch your arms long overhead. Extend your legs long, pointing your toes and taking a full body stretch. Now slowly roll over into the fetal position on your right side and give yourself a hug in this position. And when you're ready, gently press up to a comfortable seated position. And when you feel ready, open your eyes. Namaste. Thank you for letting me lead you in this journey today.